At the instant Della was having her hair cut, Jim was buying the combs, the lovely combs for the lovely hair. There's little more to our story, but what there is may be worth the telling. When Jim came home, he found his wife there waiting for him, sitting quietly on the edge of a table facing the door as he came in. And when he did come in, Jim stopped inside the door. She was waiting, her hair shorn and looking like a truant schoolboy's, which back in 1905 was something far more of a thunderbolt than it is to us today. Deeply moved, Jim handed her the combs. Della wept as she gently presented to Jim the gift her long golden hair had purchased. It was a beautiful platinum fob chain for his watch. Another writer might have appropriately quipped, "It was a Jim dandy." "I hunted all over town to find it," she said. But Jim just looked blankly at the watch fob. At last he said, "Thanks, darling, but let's put our Christmas presents away and keep 'em a while. I sold the watch to get the money to buy your combs." The Magi, as you know, were wise men, wonderfully wise men, who brought gifts to the babe in the manger. They invented the art of giving Christmas presents. Being wise, their gifts were no doubt wise ones, possibly bearing the privilege of exchange in case of duplication. And here I have lamely related to you the uneventful chronicle of two foolish children in a flat who most unwisely sacrificed for each other the greatest treasure of their house. But, in a last word to the wise of these days, let it be said that of all who give gifts, these two were the wisest. Of all who give and receive gifts, such as they are the wisest. Everywhere they are wisest. They are the Magi.